This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, back here with you. So glad you're with us today. Big welcome to K-Talks in California as well. And a couple of things. Number one, visit my sponsors like MyPillow and ActivateFIQ.com, even Chaffee. So many wonderful things I've got on the sponsor section in KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com, over 25 million served. Thank you very much. We also have Mel Mattison from the book Quaz. You can also go to his website, Mel Mattison. I'm saying it with two T's. Mattison.com, MelMattison.com for more on what we're talking about, and always enjoy his Tuesday visits to kind of keep up with economy, what he's seeing in jobs, what's going on that affects all of our lives. The UN program I wanted to mention, and I want you to talk about this along with, we can talk about Trump as well. And also we can talk about the fact that the Fed is, Goldman, Amex quietly cutting rates on savings accounts. But we have this UN program called 50 in 5, and they're moving very rapidly on this. I think it's more rapidly than 5 years, but 50 governments accepting digital infrastructure. Total tyranny in place within the next 5 years. And I actually think they're going faster than that. I think they said 5 years to kind of quell people into, oh, it's 5 years from now. No, it's not from now. It's within these 5 years right now. And almost a dozen governments, including numerous corrupt kleptocracies, socialist regimes, have volunteered their populations to serve as first mover, quote unquote, the first movers in this. In the countries so far, it's called 50 in 5. You can look, you can check it out. Alex Newman's done some great reports on this. What's your take on the digital infrastructure coming in?
Well, I think that this is symptomatic of huge issues coming to the banking system. And this is ties into inflation. It ties into a term that perhaps some of your listeners have never heard of. I had not heard of it until last year, a term called fiscal dominance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to predict right here that that's going to be a term that is going to become like quantitative easing, something you've never heard of, and eventually it enters the day-to-day. I think, Kate, your show's so early at getting things out there to people. It might not be in the mainstream this year. It might not even be next year. But I think if people remember that term fiscal dominance, it's going to be a term that is going to be very important to people. And it ties into these banks not wanting to pay interest in this way. So fiscal dominance is essentially an economic term referring to a situation that usually occurs in emerging market third world countries right before they head into hyperinflation. And basically what it means is that the country's own finances, mm-hmm, are in such a disarray that the monetary power, which is the central bank in our country, of course, the Federal Reserve, they have no tools in their toolkit that they can use to fight inflation. Because if they do the normal things they would do to fight inflation, like raise interest rates, it will collapse the banking system and it will collapse the federal government because their borrowing costs go too high. And so, like, really simply, it's a situation where, let's say, inflation starts taking off again, which I believe it is, regardless of what kind of number they print in the inflation report tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And there are reasons for that, because housing could likely go down and it could look like a good number. But in reality, if you look at gold, you know it's not a good number. But so basically what happens is you get into this situation where inflation starts bubbling up and the central bank wants to raise rates. But when they do, because banks hold so much treasury debt, that the value of that goes down because the debt they own pays like 1% interest. Mm-hmm. And then the borrowing costs of the government go up. So, you know, we won't be able to do what we did in the 70s and 80s. The Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, he raised the Fed fund rate into double digits. But you can't do that now. If you do that, you crash the system. And the way that, banks, why they can't afford to pay out interest right now is because one of the things that governments do when you start to get into this situation is they stop paying interest to banks on deposits. So banks take our money right now, they give it to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve pays them interest. Some banks give that interest to us, other banks keep that interest and mm-hmm. make profit off of it. The Federal Reserve will need to stop this practice or extremely curtail it in this type of a situation. It could lead to a banking collapse, and it also could precipitate essentially a need for the central bank to be able to automatically control the money supply digitally through central bank digital currencies. So it's all wrapped up into one, and there's a lot in there, but that's the general gist of it.
Uncle Milty?
How dangerous? They talk about the ratio, debt to GDP ratio a lot. And right now, the United States is like, 147% debt to GDP ratio. There's only three countries in the world higher than that. We're in a bad shape in that regard. And how does that actually affect what you're saying right now?
Yeah. So not only are we at bad shape currently, but it only has sped up and it only is going to get worse. I've talked many times about the coming bankruptcy of the Social Security Trust Fund, which the Congressional mm-hmm. Budget Office, the CBO, forecasts in 2032, but I think that's optimistic. So that basically we have 100 plus trillion, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 trillion in unfunded liabilities that we just haven't paid. And so not only do we currently have a high GDP or debt to GDP ratio, but it's forecast to go even higher. And according to the financial report of the United States government from February 16th, 2023, it states under current policy, government debt relative to GDP is projected to reach 566% by 2097. Now that's a long way away, 2097. But that's just at the current policy, right? Hmm. And all we've been doing is adding deficits and deficits and deficits. And at 566%, I mean, that's still in the lifetime of people being born today, but in 2097. Mm-hmm. But this is going to happen much sooner. This is already happening. This is just the type of unsustainability, because what's going to happen is bond investors, people that buy bonds, are going to start to understand that there's no way that the U.S. government can pay back the mm-hmm. bonds that they have out there without printing money, and that printing money is going to cause inflation, and therefore they're going to want higher rates. And so we're going to have the bond market, the U.S. bond market, essentially on the verge of a collapse. And that's when fiscal dominance comes in, where even if Jay Powell wants to raise rates and fight inflation, he can't. He's going to have to go back to QE and start mm-hmm. buying bonds, because it's the only way to control interest rates and keep the entire banking system from collapse.
Milty?
Could the debt to GDP ratio actually get into the 500% range without a complete collapse happening before it got there?
No way. It is going to happen early. I think I quote that just to give an idea of the unsustainable mm-hmm. path. And,
yeah.
and then what you have to do is you have to say, okay, well, how do we make it sustainable? Mm-hmm. And you realize, you know, we talked about the monthly expenditures and how much of it is just, you know, you have to have basically austerity measures in the United States. And how is that going to happen politically? It's not. You'd have to have politicians and Congress get up there and say, okay, we're going to immediately cut Social Security and Medicare benefits by a third.
Yep.
We are going to immediately raise taxes on income. We're immediately going to raise taxes on corporations. We're immediately going to cut discretionary mm-hmm. and defense spending and all the human services programs and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to cut all of that massively and raise taxes at the same time. But you can't do that. Number one, politically, nobody's going to do that. But number two, we're in such a bad shape right now. This is fiscal dominance. This is where the only way out is inflation. If you do that, what's going to happen is tax receipts are going to plummet, because we're going to go into a depression/recession.
Right.
And all the tax receipts of the government are driven by capital gains on the stock market.
Okay.
They're driven by income. And those will collapse.
We're going to come right back. More with Mel Madison. I'm going to ask him what his crystal ball says for this next year, what he would do in certain circumstances, how to play this smart. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.